Well, we finally got to the stoning of Stephen. I remember it came to mind last week when I was with the seventh grade boys last Wednesday, and I knew we were going to get to it. Well, here we are, the stoning of Stephen. No matter how cruel and violent the world may appear, God is always with us. Like all the selfless martyrs, case in point, St. Stephen, today in Acts chapter 7. Stephen asks for forgiveness for his killers, just like Jesus did on the cross. How can this be? It's only by the saving grace of God. Personally, I think at the martyrdom or of any of the saints, God gives special graces. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. They totally give themselves up, a total surrender. And God must give a special grace. He has to, because we can't do it on our own. So it's only by the saving grace of God. Pope Francis actually had a good, I give him kudos to Pope Francis. He has a good insight on this. He says there will always be martyrs among us. This is a sign that we're on the right path. Pretty insightful. There will always be martyrs among us. This is a sign that we're on the right path. In the gospel today, the people asked Jesus for a miracle to believe in him. He just did a miracle and fed thousands of people. I like to say two sections of people at Camden Yards or Raven Stadium. They received, it was thousands of people, maybe more than two sections. And then they say in Moses' time, Moses fed them with manna, okay? A little bit of the context, the Jewish people used to live off the manna for how long? 40 years. The food in the desert, the fine bread that appeared on the ground every morning, looked like frost. But the Lord answers that the one who gives the true bread of heaven is the Father. The manna the Israelites ate in the desert was not the authentic bread, not the true bread from heaven, but an anticipated image of the true bread that God has given us in the person of Jesus Christ, whom he sent to us as Savior of the world. The Old Testament images here, we have the flood and Noah's Ark prefiguring salvation by baptism, as did the cloud and the crossing of the Red Sea. Water from the rock was the figure of the spiritual gifts of Christ. And manna in the desert prefigured the Eucharist, the true bread from heaven. That was from the Catechism. The manna in the desert prefigures the Eucharist, the true bread from heaven. Pope Benedict says this, but man hungers for more than manna in the desert. As the audience still does not understand, Jesus repeats himself even more unambiguously. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Who is the bread coming down from heaven? It's Jesus himself sent by the Father. For this reason, if we are with Jesus, we won't suffer hunger. We will have peace and joy. Amen.